This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Patsy, P-A-T-S-Y, last name Davis, D-A-V-I-S, date of birth, May 7, 1926, patient seen for Dr. Sears. The patient was sent because of anemia and continued need for blood transfusions. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This is a 96-year-old female who never smoked or drank, denies any drug allergies. She is here, but she does not offer much symptom other than keep saying, I am very old. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of hypertension for last several years. A history of borderline diabetes. The patient is though well controlled with blood pressure as well as with diabetes with current treatment. New paragraph. Recent history of blood transfusion, 3 to 4 each time since the last 2 years. Last one was few months ago. She presents with a CBC today, which shows hemoglobin of 8.7, hematocrit 26.2, WBC is 4.5, platelet normal. Review of system, patient denied any blood in stool or any black bowel movement. New paragraph, physical exam. This is very pleasant, 96-year-old female, 4 feet 11 inch tall, weighing 90 pounds, blood pressure 175 or 72, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, no murmur, abdomen soft, no splenomegaly, no hepatomegaly, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Her CBC, when I did it in the office, showed WBC 3.5, hemoglobin 8.5, hematocrit 27.5, platelet count 249. Her CMP showed glucose of 142, which is non-fasting. Her iron study showed iron saturation at 9%, serum iron was low at 30. Ferritin is 53, which is normal. Erythropoietin level was 65.3, which is appropriate for the level of hemoglobin. Reticulocyte count was elevated at 3.4. Again, that is a normal reaction to low hemoglobin, possibly blood loss or hemolysis. Her B12 level was normal. Her haptoglobin level was less than 10, suggestive of consumption, so this might point to underlying hemolysis. LDH was ordered but was not done. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1. Significant anemia could be from hemolysis. Diagnosis 2. Hypertension, well controlled. New paragraph. Recommendations. We will see the patient again in follow-up. We will redo the blood test with CBC, LDH, heptoglobin level, and agglutination tests to rule out hemolysis. And we also will give her a trial of prednisone with rituximab and see if we could improve her hemoglobin and decrease her need for frequent transfusions. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Patsy Davis. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.